Blog Talk Radio.
When I was a little girl,
church service is the Old Ship of Zion. Your host and moderator is Janice, Overseer Janice Ward, and I am so delighted to be able to come back across these airways and skyways just a couple of days shy of our Christmas holiday, and I just want to welcome all of you to the church program on this morning. I thank you for allowing me into your workspace. I thank you for allowing me into your living room area. And I want to thank you for allowing me to ride on down the dangerous highway and byway with the Old Ship of Zion on your radio / podcast dial. I just want to thank those of you that continually to make the Old Ship of Zion a part of your listening program, and may God richly bless you, you and you. Hope and pray that all is well in your family circle. Hope and pray that all continually to be well with you and yours. I want to also send condolences out to those of you whom has lost loved ones, hallelujah, in this Christmas season. And I want you to know that you're not alone in your hour of despair, in your hour of sadness and loneliness, hallelujah, and that you have prayer warriors, pilgrims, sojourners, disciples that are praying with you and for you all around planet Earth, that God will restore your joy and restoration back unto your heart and soul. And may God bless you and your family in your hour of great loss. All right, hallelujah. We're going to go now into our opening prayer. And I'm asking those of you to come on into the chat room and get your good seat, hallelujah, and allow me to bring unto you the divine word of God as I knew it to be. I have allowed it seating and seating there in the chat room, and also for your listening pleasure. So I want you to just come aboard all your digital devices, may it be your smartphone, your iPhone, your laptop, your computer, whatever digital devices that you have at your disposal. We're asking you to bring them aboard because we are in a high-tech society where everything pretty much is digital. So we know that, you know, you can go back and reference what I've brought unto you on this morning, and you can go back at your own discretion and time and to reflect on those scriptures and verses as I bring them before you on this morning. And so, like I said, I just want you to get all your chip and dip, whatever you want to sip, your latte, your OJ, your water beverages, and just come aboard, hallelujah. And may God bless you, you and you, hallelujah. So like I first stated, we're going to now go into our opening prayer. And I want to introduce the psalm and present to others a soon coming Messiah. His name is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And he's ready to make himself Lord of Lords and King of Kings of your life on this morning. He's knocking at the door of your heart. So, Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. And I want to let you know that Jesus Christ is a native of Nazareth. Yet he was born in Bethlehem over 2,000 light years ago. But he's no longer in the manger. He's no longer in the cradle. But he's up in heaven in his heavenly dominions. Sitting not on the left, not in the middle, but he's sitting on the right-hand side of his Father. So, Father, we thank you, hallelujah, on this morning, for allowing us, hallelujah, God, to come together and unite and assemble ourselves in unity once again, God, around this spectrum. For we know that this soil that we're treading on is not our eternal destination. We know that you have outlined a place of pure beauty in the rolling hills of glory, God. But until you crack those clouds and you come after your bridegroom, which is the church, God, we will continue to mount up from the four corners of this earth, starting from the north, south, east, and west, as pilgrims, hallelujah, through this barren land. I'm asking you, Father God, to anoint these lips of clay. Able me, God, to bring a room of word to those that may, then again, may not even know of you, God, in the pardons of their iniquity. Grace me, your servant, God, with words of wisdom, words of encouragement, to each and every one that are hurting deep down, the epitome of their very heart and soul. Father God, we won't take your glory, we won't take your praise, but we'll give you all the glory and praise that are due unto thee. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. And we'll let the cathedral, temple of God's people say, amen. And amen. Hallelujah. And I'm scheduled to be with you in 90 minutes. Well, already 21 seconds into our program. Want you to get your good seat. Get comfortable. Hallelujah. And allow me to bring a rhema word unto you, the congregation. If you have any prayer petitions, you will be prompted at the conclusion of this program to call into the studio. We have a prayer line that you can call into direct studio and talk live with yours truly. Have any prayer petitions on your heart that you would want the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer with you and on your behalf, you're certainly encouraged to call in at the conclusion of this program. And that is before we go into the hymns of Zion. I will open up the lines that you can call in and make your request known. Hallelujah. So now, without any further ado, we want to bring you hopefully a joyful program on this morning to just bless your very heart and soul. And we're just anticipating on God meeting us right here. So, like I said, without any further ado, we're going to take you on into a program that's already in progression. Hallelujah. And our sermon on this morning, entitled Impaired Vision. I will say that one more time. A sermon on this morning, entitled Impaired Vision. And our key scriptures coming out of the law of 1 Corinthians 13 and 8 and it reads like this. Now we see in a mirror dimly. That scripture reading is coming out of the law once again. 1 Corinthians 13 and 12. All right. We're going to keep it moving right along. We're going to go into our second key scripture. Hallelujah. And it reads this. Behold, I make all things new. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Revelation 21 and 5. All right, our third key scripture reads this. I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. That scripture reading is coming out of the law, Philippians 3 and 12. All right, our fourth and final key scripture for this morning reads like this. We are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Hebrews 12 and 28. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you for the word of God. So we're talking about impaired vision. Hallelujah, Jesus. We're talking in the spiritual realm. We're not talking in the natural realm, but we're talking in the spiritual realm. So we're talking about impaired vision. We know that our spiritual vision, according to the Apostle Paul, said, now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face, in the law of 1 Corinthians 13 and 12, we find out that the word dimly in Greek means enigma. It implies that yours and mine and our current spiritual perceptions in our earthly state are impaired at best. We find out that in the ancient world, they didn't have the clear glass mirror that we have today. Instead, mirrors were made of polish and metal and provided a reflection that was dimmed and distorted. What was seen in a mirror was only an imperfect representation of what would be clear if it could be seen directly. And if you have any questions about what God is doing in your life, you're encouraged to trust Him and to see clearly through prayer and His Word. For now, our understanding we know that is limited according to 1 Corinthians 13 and 9. But we find out that our current spiritual vision is impaired. But in eternity, you and I and us, we will see clearly. Hallelujah. We will see Jesus face to face. Someday He'll make it plain to you and I and us. Someday when I, yours and our face, hallelujah, shall see. Someday with you and I and us, from tears I shall be free. For someday you and I and us shall understand. We now see Jesus in His biblical sense. But then we shall see Jesus face to face. In a sermon once again on this morning, we're talking about a spiritual impaired vision. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And I want to encourage you on this morning, whatever you might be encountering, whatever you might be going through in your life, may it be your personal life, may it be your spiritual life, hallelujah. I want to encourage you on this morning, hallelujah. Whenever you are troubled by the shortness of life and the impermanence of everything in this world, Let us remember the maker of the mountains has always been and will always be. As the psalmist said, your Lord shall endure forever. We know that truth inspires you and us with hope. If by faith we belong to Jesus Christ, the Savior, who is from everlasting to everlasting, we will one day rejoice in heaven in unending praise to Him. This immortal, invisible God, only wise in light, inaccessible, He's hid from yours and minds and our eyes. Most blessed, most glorious, the Ancient of Days. He's almighty. He's victorious. Hallelujah. By great name, unite us. Hallelujah. We'll praise. We know to see God's hand in everything makes life a great adventure. We're talking about impaired vision on this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name, God. And we know that our worship, hallelujah, Jesus, is a mere prelude to the great praise, the service that we will encounter in the future. When you and I, us, we stand in God's presence. But we know that, hallelujah, Jesus, when sometime you and I, us, we will join with others in a vibrant worship. We'll experience an echo of paradise on this earth. And if God has made this world so fair, where sin and death abounds, how beautiful beyond compare will paradise be found. We know that on that great and beautiful day, God will wipe yours and mine and our tears and our sorrow. It'll give way to eternal song. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. We know that this is just a journey. And you and I are pilgrims traveling through this old barren land. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. The Lord says that He will wipe all of the tears that we have cried during our lifetime. Jesus will wipe the final tears from yours and mine and our eyes for the final time, for the final curtain call. You know, I'm reminded in an article issued of the Time magazine entitled Beyond the Year of 2000. And it was geared what you and I and us was to expect in the new millennium. It was fascinating to read the predictions made two decades ago about what the future would hold. We find out that some general observations were on target, but no one foresaw many of the events and innovations that had radical change yours and minds and our lives. You find out that the most telling statement to me was, the first rule of forecasting should be that the unforeseen keeps you and I and us, making the future an unforeseenable. We find out that James remind you and I and us that any view of the future that omits God is foolish and proud. But come now, you who say today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a city, spend a year there, buy and sell and make a profit, whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow. But instead, you and I and us ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. That's good to read this coming out of James 4:13-15. Many people used to begin their statement of plans with Lord's willing. The phrase may have become trite,
But the acknowledgement of God's overruling hand is not. As you and I and us, as we look ahead with God firmly in view, we can face the future with confidence in his loving plan. We find out that God holds the future in his hands with grace sufficient day by day. Through good or ill, he'll gently lead. If we but let him have his way. We find out that those who know Christ as your Lord and your Savior can face the future with joy. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. We are talking about an impaired vision on this morning. Seeing dimly. And our key scripture came out of the law of 1 Corinthians 13 and 8 through 13. The Bible tell us, said that I press on that I might lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus also laid hold of me. This was our key scripture on this morning. Coming out of the law, Philippians 3 and 12. You know, when you and I and us, when we cross a busy street with small children in tow, we put our hands and say, hold on tight. The little ones grasp yours and my hands ever so tightly. Hallelujah, Jesus. And they can. Tight as they can. But we will never depend on that little grips, because it is yours and mine and our grip on their hand that holds them tight in security. Keep them safe. So Paul insists that Jesus Christ has also laid hands of you and I and us in the law of Philippians 3 and 12. Or more exactly, Christ has a grip on you and I and us. He has a grip on me. Does he have a grip on you this morning? He has a grip on me. I want to say that one more time. Jesus has a grip on me. Does God have a grip on you on this morning? We know that one thing is certain. It is not our grip on God that keep you and I and us safe, but it's the power of Jesus' grasp. The Bible tells us that no one can take us out of his grasp. Not even the evil. Not even the devil. Not even my adversary. Not even ourselves. Once we're in his hands, he will not let go. You and I and us, we have his assurance. I give them eternal life. They shall never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. No one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of John 10 and 28 through 29. You can be doubly safe that our Father on one side and our Lord and Savior on the other side, clasping us in a vice-like grip. Hallelujah, Jesus. These are the hands that shake the mountains and the oceans. Hallelujah. Then he flung the stars into space. We know that nothing in this life or the next shall be able to separate you and I from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And we can pray this prayer. Father, thank you for the nail-pierced hands that reached out in love and took me by my hand. You have led me by your right hand throughout my life. I trust you to hold me and keep me safe until the end. We know that the one who saved you and I and us is the one who keep you and I and us. He keep us safe, hallelujah, in his grip. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. We are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken. That scripture reading is coming out of Hebrews 12 and 28. Hallelujah. We find out that most of the things that you and I worry about has no eternal significance. We find out that the writer of Hebrews was concerned about our perspective. And throughout the book, he keeps our eyes focused on heaven and away from earth. Because, see, we know that this earthly planet is just our temporary holdover, our temporary layover. You know, when you have snowstorms that come about when you're traveling on a plane, they have a layover. That means that the plane is not going anywhere. It's at a standstill. Hallelujah. So we know that we're just pilgrims traveling through this barren land. This place is not our home, but Jesus said that I'm going away to prepare a place for you. And when I come back, I will receive you unto myself. He's talking about the bridegroom, which is the church. God said he's coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle. So you and I, us, are encouraged to keep our eyes focused on heaven and away from earth, because we know we just live here. This is not our eternal destination. We have a home that's not built by mortal man. We have a home that's not built by bricks and concrete slab. But we have a home that's built by God himself. He are the architect. He is the creator. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And unless yours and mine's and our mind are on heaven, we will have little eternal influence on this earth. There will come a time when the earth will be shaken, and the things that once seemed permanent will be gone. The houses will be gone. Our cars will be gone. Everything that we own will be gone. Hallelujah. God said, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, we shall be changed. So we are encouraged, you and I, and us, to keep our breastplate of righteousness on. Hallelujah. God tell us to stay ready, because he'll come as a thief in the night. We are to keep ourselves closed where we shall not show our shame. So God don't want you to walk around nude. God wants you to have some clothes on, because you don't know the time, the day, and hour that God will crack those clouds. Hallelujah. But the Bible tells us all eyes will see him in all of his omnipotent power, all of his glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. What you fear most today will be forgotten like yesterday's headline. But I want you to know that what really matters, what you do today that has a touch of eternity about it. For our hearts that is willing to serve, laboring while it is day. Nothing is lost that is done for the Lord. For he himself, he will reward and repay. We know that the one who lives for this life only will have eternity to regret it. So you must live to live again. Because like I said, this place is not my home. I'm just a stranger traveling through. So if you want to make heaven your home, you must take your focus off earth and put your focus on heaven. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. The one who lived for this life only, as I first stated, if you live just to live the here and now, just to make another paycheck, just to be able to buy another or a garment, just to be able to buy another piece of property, just to be able to marry again, just to be able to bear another child, then this is not all it is to live in. Because like I said, the one who live for this life only, God said you will have all eternity to regret it. So we know we have to choose ye this day who we're going to serve. We're going to either serve the devil, which is our adversary, or we can serve Christ, who is our Lord and Savior and our soon coming Messiah. We don't have much time to waste, because we know that this moment, this hour, this second, this minute, this day is not promised to anyone. So we're talking about an impaired vision. If you're thinking that this is all it is to life, then you are part of that impaired vision that the Bible talks about. Our key scripture says that now we see in a mirror dimly. That scripture reading is coming out loud. 1 Corinthians 13:8-13. So the one who lives for this life only, I'm stressing this here key scripture here. The one who lives for this life only. The one who lives for this life only. The word of God said you will have eternity to regret it. So I want you to live and live for God so you can live again in the next life. Because after this life is the eternal life. And the life that you live would be determined your destination. Hallelujah. God said that there will be a book that will be opened. And then there will be another book, which is the book of life. Our life will be rewind just like a cassette tape. Like an audio, a VHS, it will be rewind. Whether our lives was good or not so good, God is going to judge us according to the deeds that has been done in this old mortal body. And our today's sermon has been impaired vision. Our key scripture coming out of the law, Corinthians 13:8-13. In ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to my nature, spirit, and infuse your mind as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions you would want the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to see your correspondent, God House of Deliverance Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. This station has been produced by Block Talk Radio. Your program has been the Old Ship of Zion. Send your correspondent, make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ford, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. You can also log on to our web address, www.janetwardministries.org. We're going to now turn you over to the Hymns of Zion. But before we do that, I want to open the lines in the studio for prayer requests. The lines are now open. If you have any prayer petitions that you would want the old Chip of Zion to go down in prayer with you and on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to call in at this time. The line to call in is 646-230-74. That number again, 646-230-74. Prayer lines requests are now open. Hallelujah. So, until we meet again, you're encouraged. to go in God and allow God to go in you. Buckle up with Jesus at your wheel because he is people friendly. Till we meet again, you go in God and allow God to go in you. We're going to now change the names of this program. We're going to now turn you over to Hymns of Zion. Encourage your heart. Hallelujah. And uplift your spirit. Till we meet again, you be blessed. Hallelujah.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. Come on. Come on, way back up. In this world, we search for peace. We look for peace in our homes, but there's no peace in the home. There's no peace on our jobs. There's no peace among the nations. There's no peace in the White House. But listen, let me introduce you to the Prince of Peace. Jesus, our Savior. On that night in Bethlehem, the angels sang glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. The best gift you can have this Christmas is the gift of Jesus Christ. Let me tell you this. Let there be peace on earth. Let there be peace on earth. Can I get a witness here?
Thank you. Yeah.
Ah! affliction. I just got it going. Round of applause. Come on, let's give him a praise. We're honored tonight just to be here. God has been good to us, and we know that He's also been good to you. Is that right? God has brought us from such a long way. We just like to tell Him thank you. Amen. Amen. We're from a little town about down in Mississippi called Canton, Mississippi. How many of y'all ever heard of Mississippi? Let's go. And you know down there, I heard in Carolina they pick tobacco. But down in Mississippi, we used to be in the cotton fields. And you know, some of the old people would pick from sunup until sundown. And you know, just before the sun go down, I used to hear some of the old ladies start off on an old song. I don't know whether you're familiar with the song, but one of the words is that, I know the Lord will make a way. Yes, He will. How many of you from the country out there know what I'm talking about? Look at y'all trying to act like you ain't never been to the country. Listen. I know the Lord will make a way. You may not have, a dime. But how many believe tonight that He'll step in? What will He do it tonight? He'll step in right on time. Thank you. and he can heal. He can heal a sick soul. Can I put your hands up out here that know what I'm talking about? Can't God do that, y'all? Can't he do that tonight? When the doctors walk away from me,
you're doing me wrong. Y'all want to know who that something is? Hold on, let me just tell you right quick who it is.